This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. When Bob Smith flies from Santa Rosa south of the border for a 10-day visit, it's not to kick back at a beach resort. Instead, the longtime Agilent manager is volunteering with a small but dedicated Sonoma County-based nonprofit called Seeds of Learning and spending his vacation time building schools in El Salvador.
There's a school that I started on in 2003 called La Primavera. It's out in the farmland. And they had a corrugated metal shed for a school that during the day, the temperature inside got up over 110 degrees. They would fill it in the morning with one group of children at one level, and then in the afternoon, they would bring in a second group. And we built a two-room cinder block school, and it became so popular when that was completed, we came back 3 years later and built a second one because the population doubled.
Seeds of Learning has been doing this work and providing books and supplies as well as scholarships for some students since 1991, explains Executive Director Annie Bacon, in pursuit of two interlocking goals in two Latin American countries.
In Nicaragua and El Salvador, we have scholarship programs and school building projects, and we try to listen and respond to communities' needs in the area of education and work with them in a way that's empowering for them and also produces access to education in public schools. Then we have a work group part of our program where we've sent just about 2,000 volunteers over the last 17 years to these countries and work alongside people in both countries to help lay bricks, mix concrete, tie rebar, and learn a little bit about themselves and about the other country, too, where they're working.
Many of those volunteers are young people who often find the experience educational for themselves, too.
About half our volunteers who go are youth, and they come back with kind of a changed perspective, generally with an idea of, wow, I didn't know the world was so big, or I didn't know I should appreciate how much I have, or I'm going to go into some kind of social justice work now.
Bob Smith has found it so rewarding, he's made multiple trips, including two this summer, one to each country that Seeds of Learning works with.
In 2000, I made my first trip down there and was very moved by the people and the work that we did, and it kept me coming back. I've been pretty good at fundraising, and I'm able to travel back to some of the schools that I've worked on in the past and see how it's changed the community, the people, the parents, the children, the teachers.
Getting the schools built and seeing them embraced by their communities is certainly gratifying, agrees Annie Bacon, but education alone isn't enough to help solve their larger problems.
After you finish high school, you're that much more capable in terms of the job, but the unemployment rate is like 40%. It's not like you solve it all by having a high school degree, but you're that much more self-aware and have the skills. But we still see students with high school degrees who are having hard times finding jobs.
So far, Seeds of Learning has sent almost 2,000 volunteers to their project work sites. Their annual operating budget of just $450,000, all from private donations, also supports a staff of 14 in Nicaragua and two more in El Salvador. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.